When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day of suffering through an embarrassing Jets performance. The one thing that I can't tolerate anymore, BT, and you and I have had this discussion many times, and we'll continue to have it again until Aaron Rodgers is either removed from being the starter, which we could get to, or removed from this team. But again, yesterday, the sentiment, whether it's the guys on the SNY post game, whether it's the guys on social media, people on TV, again, the sentiment is ripping Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's not the problem. I'm not saying he's great. You know what, Rodgers? By the way, happy birthday, Aaron Rodgers. 41 today. Yeah. He's old? Yes. He's slow? Yes. What did you expect? He's not Superman. The rest of the team stinks. So for me, it's too much blame on one particular individual in Aaron Rodgers. I'm not sure what people expected, but he's not Superman. He made some good throws. He made some bad throws. The Jets didn't lose the game because of Aaron Rodgers' quarterback play yesterday, at least not in my eyes.
Listen, the Jets have been a mess for a long time, and there was about a 5 or 6 minute sequence where they had Devontae Adams with the offensive pass interference. Then they had another pass interference conventionally on defense, the horse collar. I mean, it was mistake after mistake. So I guess if you present it that way, from a team perspective, you know, spoiler, the Jets up and down across the board are awful. But Aaron Rodgers just, he hasn't been good. I mean, there's five chances that he's had this year, five opportunities to put the Jets in the end zone or field goal to win a game. And late, and he's 0-5.
Right, but see, that to me is, and I saw that too, that was floating around out there, I think Connor Hughes, whatever it may be. And we've talked about this before.
We have.
Okay, but that's a convenient stat. That's anti-Rodgers. How many times has Rodgers' team given that crappy, overrated, no-good defense a lead? I mean, there's no excuse for that. So, like, you want to say, well, down to the last drive. Yeah, well, he shouldn't have had to in all five of those games come from behind with some miraculous comeback with, by the way, a running back who fumbles the football, wide receivers who either don't run the right routes or washed up, dropping balls left or right. Like, it's not – I'm not saying he's perfect. He's not. He looks old. He looks slow. Guess what? He is. Like, and you may be right, like, Rodgers is done, whatever. Okay, I still believe in him to a certain extent, but you got to be realistic. The fact, though, that he had to come back from five, like, is the Patriots game on him? Is the Denver game, that monstrosity, is that on him? Even yesterday, they had a big lead. He didn't make some big plays, obviously, but he wasn't alone in that regard. So I just don't like that stat in particular. Wow, 0-5, Rodgers had a chance to drive the team.
Yeah, but that's what he's paid to win. I mean, he is paid to win. I mean, the quarterbacks make their money by winning. And all the legends and all the legacies that we've chronicled over the years, generally when it's time to punch it in late, they find a way to punch it in late. Now, again, this is a team systematic meltdown. There's no question. And I'm not even sure Aaron Rodgers at the absolute apex of his powers would have been right enough to elevate this team to the level that some of us certainly hoped and some of us thought that they could get to. But let's not blur the lines. Aaron Rodgers has not been good under any metric. He's thrown too many picks. He hasn't thrown enough touchdowns. He's shown no leadership. Doesn't take accountability. And what's a
lot? I think he does show leadership. Though.
Leadership. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Because I see is a guy who's either looking up to the heavens or, you know, flailing his arms, basically saying, why'd you do this? Or why'd you do that? Why'd you run that route? Why didn't you come back? Why didn't you go deep? Why'd you stop running? I mean, I look at Aaron, and I understand the frustration is very, very deep. He's a proud man. He's a great player. And he just went to a franchise that is pretty much without salvation. But that doesn't mean that he's got to fall victim to it and add to it. And the body language to me is what bothers me, aside from the inefficiency in key moments. His body language is awful.
How about it's been terrible. Well, last week we came on the air and lauded Baker Mayfield for running downfield, throwing a block. How about Aaron Rodgers at 41 years of age off a torn ACL, whatever it was, the torn Achilles last year, throwing a block down the field early in that game? Like, that's bad body language? That's bad leadership? For me, that is, look at this guy. He's trying his best at 41, who can't even move really anymore, throwing a block down the field like that?
Hey, listen, I respect that. I mean, anytime a quarterback is lowering the pads or trying to, you know, throw himself into harm's way, I'm going to give you points here. But let's just cut to the, you know, to the core of the issue here. So if you're defending his play, you want him back?
Well,
you think that he's the guy to come back?
I'll put it this way. I think Aaron Rodgers still has some good football left in him. I'm not going to defend his play and say he's great, he's Superman, but I think Rodgers is being held to an unfair standard based on what he's done in his career, where people were being unrealistic about it, whether it's when they first got him or certainly after last year. Like, one of the big talking points why I didn't take the Jets over this year or whatever, believe in him, Rodgers, at his age, coming off that type of injury, who the hell knows? Even if he didn't get hurt last year, maybe this would have been the way that he would have looked. But he did have a significant injury last year at his age, so he was going to be slowed. He's not Superman. So there's some bad. He's doing things that I've never seen him do, throwing interceptions, getting fooled by Leonard Williams on that. Like, that's just something Aaron Rodgers doesn't do. The Minnesota game was, to me, the first, like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of them.
Yeah, because he doesn't throw interceptions. So it's different, certainly. It's a different Aaron Rodgers. I still believe he's got some decent football left to be a stopgap. It's not going to be here. We know that. And I'd be okay with everybody saying move on. But if you think that moving on from Rodgers, and not you, but just in general, is going to fix their issues, to me, this is more about the entirety of the organization, the roster. Look, the kicker has cost them games. The special teams have been atrocious. The penalties have been disgusting. The defense has been embarrassing. Sauce, whoever, you name it. Breece Hall hasn't been very good. Garrett Wilson is still learning. Devontae Adams is washed up. Need I continue? Like, the offensive line can't protect them. Rodgers has nothing. There's no head coach in the building, whether it's Saleh or Holbrook. Like, there are a litany of issues with this team. I'll agree with you, BT. Rodgers has not looked great. Like, he's not himself, and you can even say, all right, he hasn't looked good at times. I still think he's more than serviceable enough to win some games here, and he's getting unfairly blamed because of who he is.
I think he could get more blame. I don't even want to watch him play anymore. And I agree, you know what stinks about this, Sal? Like, if there was somebody that was young and unknown and interesting behind him, I'd be on the air today saying, pull the plug, man.
Right.
And no disrespect toward Tyrod Taylor. Right? Tyrod's a really, really good backup. And I actually thought, you know, because you really didn't know what version of Rodgers we would get coming off the Achilles, where I remember saying, you know, at least with Tyrod Taylor, if Rodgers gets hurt again or is just, you know, very, very inefficient or ineffective, then even with Tyrod Taylor, given what I thought the defense would be and the other upgrades, blah, 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 I thought they would probably be a 9-ish or maybe even a 10-win team, given the softness or at least the perceived softness of the schedule. So this isn't a knock about Tyrod Taylor, but he is what he is. So it doesn't push anything forward. So I'm not going to say bench Rodgers,
why bench him?
What does it do?
What's the difference?
It doesn't give you any answers. Now, Olbrich left the door slightly open, and that's fine. And I don't
probably because the owner, no?
Well, I mean, listen, I think that they're going to have a sit down and, hey, listen, Aaron, do you want to keep playing? I think this is all Rodgers. I don't think for a second that Olbrich, obviously Woody's intervention would be key, or Woody's influence would be key here. I think it's going to be either, all right, man, we're done, and we want to do this the respectful way, and you bow out with an injury, which also kind of covers up for your inefficient play, and everybody gives you a little bit of a pass, and you move on to whatever team might want you next year. I don't see the benefit in rolling him out every week. I don't see the benefit in sitting him. So once again, the Jets are stuck.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. It's different for the Giants because they had the contract with Daniel Jones and then maybe the intrigue of Tommy DeVito, so you could see, hey, bench him because of the contract, and let's see what DeVito is.
Yeah.
With the Jets,
even with Drew Locke.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
I mean, I'm not saying Drew Locke is good.
Well,
but I mean, he's 28 and he's younger than Tyrod Taylor.
I guess he's played
less than Tyrod Taylor. There's still a little element of unknown with. Listen, I'm not banging the drum for Drew Locke.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying.
I understand what you say. There is none of that with the Jets' structure.
No.
They were a clear built to win now team. There is no, oh, let's see what this young kid can do at quarterback. To me, it doesn't make a difference with Rodgers, other than Rodgers himself maybe trying to, you know, audition for a spot next year with another team.
But I think, listen, we'll get the calls here. I think you and I, our core difference here is I believe now, I'll just put like Ryan Fitzpatrick or another bridge type of quarterback, and I mean the good version of Fitzpatrick when he set a Jets quarterback touchdown record in, I guess that would have been 2015, one of those years.
Right.
If you had that kind of quarterback here this year, I actually think the Jets would be a playoff team.
Yes.
And I understand that there's so much more wrong. Not a Super Bowl team like we thought. They would have at least they would be going into the final week or two of the season with a chance to be a wild card team. It's obviously over. And I just, that's how unimpressed from the execution perspective, from the leadership perspective that Aaron Rodgers has given the Jets. He has basically given them nothing.
Right, but we heard the same thing last year with Zach. Well, if they just had a quarterback, they'd be a playoff team. Guess what? They did get a better quarterback. Rodgers is clearly better than Zach Wilson, even though the record may not say that. We know that he is. And they still stink. They've gotten even worse. So it's not... I understand what you're saying, BT. I just think that they have major issues outside of the quarterback play that need to be fixed. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Tyrone is calling from Newark. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, man, don't hang up on me, man. But this Aaron Rodgers has got to go. I don't know what this other guy see that make him think that this guy is serviceable. Hey, man, they already put the stat out how many times he had a chance to win a game. He hasn't done that, man. He is not the Aaron Rodgers that we keep thinking about. And then that's not even the only thing.
That is true, Tyrone. He's not the same Aaron Rodgers that you keep thinking about.
Yeah, hold on.
He's 41.
And then turn around. He done said some things. He keep backtracking, talking about he didn't say this. He's a bad guy, man. He throw everybody underneath the bus. He would not take the blame for his mistakes. Man, we got
to
get rid of him, man.
Nothing
going to come of this.
Nah, he's going to be gone.
He set the team back over 3 years, man, with this nonsense. We got to stop it, man. Just stop.
Thank you for the call.
I mean, listen, there's nothing to interpret there. He's done with Rodgers. I'm done with Rodgers as well. I don't think he's been maybe quite as bad as Tyrone just, positioned. But I think what bothers me the most, and maybe I just expected too much, and I'll be fair, I'll be honest here. Like, it's not like I was watching every single Aaron Rodgers Green Bay Packer postgame, or every time he met with the media out there, or every single snap. Now, I've seen basically every playoff snap he's taken. I've seen basically every, high-profile 425 game against, the Niners or Dallas or whatever over the years. But, I mean, and he's always had that ego, and he's always been a little different. But I am so bothered by the fact that he's never once put the thumb at his own chest.
Well, but that's not true.
Not once.
He's done that. He even did it yesterday.
But it's always qualified. There's always a qualifier. It's always like, well, yeah,
there's
I could have
played. 11 guys on the field.
I understand that.
It's not all my fault. It's basically what he's saying.
I understand that. But I think that the most effective way of being a leader is, you have to, as the quarterback, you've got to take those bullets, and you got to know that the general public will interpret it the right way. We know that the coaches stunk. Both of them stink.
Right.
We know that the organization's a mess. We know the O-line Swiss cheese. We know what we know, that the defense is grotesquely overrated, or at least was coming into the season, because now it's just not even good. We know that. But so we know that. Leave it up to us to interpret the other stuff. Just go, hey, listen, I got to be better. I need not but or and if and that guy and this. Me.
But,
it starts with me,
but
Sal.
But understood, but he's the one who's getting all the blame.
And he should, because he's the one who gets all the praise.
When
he came here, he was anointed the Savior.
Oh, okay, but
let's genuflect at the altar of the almighty Saint Aaron Rodgers.
And who are the idiots who did that?
Well, all of us.
Yeah, okay. Well,
but
they should have known better. Rodgers at 39, 40 years of age, and then especially going into this year. So, like, you can't. It's typical. Look, here's the bottom line. The Jets have sucked long before Aaron Rodgers set foot in the building. And the Jets will continue to stink moving forward long after Aaron Rodgers is out of the building because they don't get it. And nobody that's any good to fix it is going to want to come here because of the structure of the organization. They tried it drafting and developing. They tried it bringing in the former MVP. They've tried it multiple different ways,
yeah,
multiple years, and it hasn't worked. It doesn't mean it won't ever work, but under their current setup with Woody and hiring the people that he has around him, it's not going to work. So blame Rodgers all you want. To me, he's the least of their problem.
He has been it's been disappointing. You guys know where
I
stand.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, I don't know the answer to this, but I can only think, like, if the Jets would have gotten, say, Tom Brady or Peyton when he went to Denver, mm-hmm, even though his arm was fairly shot. Like, I feel like it would be such a different projection. Like, such a different interaction with his teammates. And, you know, listen, everybody, I love when Brady would snap on guys, but he would snap on guys in a way that was alpha-ish. The way Rodgers, like, deciphers blame, it's cute. It's almost like, I'm going to leave it up to interpretation. He's just not, he's not the leader that I thought he was, period.
Ralph,
just not.
Ralph is in Rockland. What's up, Ralph?
Ralph, hey.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. First time, long time. Sal, I could not disagree with you more. BT's right. The last caller was right. We got Aaron Rodgers to solve our problems. The Jets, you're right, have not been good for a while, but he was supposed to fix that. He's not been the MVP. He's not even been close to the MVP. His QBR is in levels of, like, Will Levis and Bryce Young.
Yeah.
He's missing wide-open receivers in the end zone. Like BT's saying, he's not a leader at all. He's always pointing the blame. He's always looking upset on the camera. When is he going to be like, you know what, guys? My bad. The players followed him because of his past, because of his greatness. The problem is, he's not even close to that anymore, and I think he's probably lost the locker.
How was Breece Hall's fumble yesterday? Was that a big play in the game?
Yeah, it was a big play. You know, it was also a big play.
Are we forgetting that or
missing
no?
Garrett Wilson wide open in the end zone was also a big play.
Garrett Wilson stopped running that route.
You
got to
stick that throw, Sal.
Garrett Wilson stopped running the route.
He was wide open.
He stopped running the route. He slowed down.
In the NFL, that's open.
Why
I mean, Rodgers got to put that on his hands.
Why?
There is no way around that. That, to me, is on Rodgers.
Why did Garrett Wilson slow down?
I don't know, but he was still open.
You watched the route. I watched it multiple times. Like,
well, we could ask about Garrett Wilson, but if Rodgers makes any, you know, it's not a Hall of Fame level throw. It's a slightly above average NFL throw. Put it on his hands.
Understood.
Make the throw.
Okay, he's not Superman.
He's not even Mighty Mouse at this point. Before Mighty Mouse transformed into, the old Mighty Mouse. Remember that guy?
Yeah, I remember Mighty Mouse.
Mouse could save the day.
Yeah.
Rodgers will ruin the day.
Yeah.
Come on.
Look, he's not.
Why are you protecting this guy?
He's not.
Why are you backing this guy up?
He's not.
Rodgers
perfect.
Has been a dud.
He's not perfect.
He's not perfect. He has been, he's disappointing, Rodgers.
Yeah, okay. Why are we focus on that? Instead of the overrated crybaby cornerback, instead of Devontae Adams, who everybody wanted Devontae Adams.
Yeah, we wanted him.
He's finished. He gets no separation. Even when Rodgers does hit him in the chest, he drops the ball. Like, I mean, Devontae Adams is finished. Garrett Wilson still doesn't know how to run around. He's still learning. They can't run the football. The line stinks. The defense overrated. The kicker can't make a kick to save his life. They have no coach, nowhere to be found. The penalties are atrocious.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to sit here and blame the four-time MVP Super Bowl winning quarterback because he doesn't point the finger at himself enough. He said, I've got to be better. He's not perfect. I'm admitting. So I just want everybody to hear this. Rodgers is not the same. He's old. He's slow. He's making mistakes and missing some throws. He still isn't the problem with this team.
And he's not the answer. And I think that's where you split the difference. Like, we thought he would be the answer because, you know, listen, Sal, and everything, it was like seven or eight things, and you're not wrong on all the things that plague this team. But here we are, and, you know, if you had a contract to sign before week one, dear Jet fans, you are hereby, whatever legal jargon you want to put in, shortly after Thanksgiving, going into early December, the Jets will have five chances to win the game in their last possession. And Aaron Rodgers will deliver zero wins. That's it. That's at the top of the resume. All the other nonsense, Green Bay, MVP, all-time legacy, that is true. It's not nonsense. It's absolutely accurate, and he's an all-time great. Here, he is stunk.
Right. I just don't like that.
0-5, Sal.
But the defense cost them in almost every one of those games. Like, go back and look at it. So you can say, well, Rodgers had a last-chance effort to come back. Yeah, you know why? Because the defense coughed up the lead that he gave them before.
Hold on. You're making it seem like Aaron Rodgers comes out and he puts two touchdowns on the board and he spots the Jets. I'm talking about on a week-to-week basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jets up 14-3, Jets up 17-6. They go to Arizona, must-win game. They score six freaking points.
Right.
I mean, the Houston Texans, they won the game, but they come out, they put a donut up on the board. I mean,
this game they had a huge lead.
Colts. Yeah, but why did they? Not because of Rodgers. Because they couldn't catch a punt or a kickoff.
Yeah. No, they had a big lead early. They still blew it. That's not Rodgers' fault. He's not on the field for that. They had a big lead against the Colts lately. They had a lead against the Patriots lately. Like, these are, Rodgers with the ball in his hands. Yeah, okay, when everybody knows he's trying to throw the ball down the field for Hail Mary, and they're going to attack him and sack him. Like, you think that's Rodgers' fault? Or is it the offensive line or the circumstance? Like, to me, I get what you're saying. Rodgers has not been the same player. Obviously, he's not been the same player. He's also not the problem. I could point out, as I just did, 10 other things that are the issue aside from the quarterback play. BT and Sal on the fan. By the way, Hoff just gave us the news. Ulbrich did say Rodgers is going to start Sunday.
Oh, he did say it. Okay.
Woo! I mean, there's no surprise there. But it doesn't matter either way. Like, even if he didn't take you. I don't even want to watch the Jets anymore, period.
I did, dude.
I'm with you. I can't take it. I was actually worried.
I thought they were going to win there for a minute. Yeah, I'm right. Like, oh, they're going to mess around with the script and win?
Right.
Jeez.
Like, it matters anyway. Who's ever in next? You trust them to get the pick right? Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the fan. Nice to be back after having a couple of days off for the holiday. Good to have BT back in the area. I know you hate a lot down there in Dallas. We were texting a little bit over the course of the 4 days off. A lot to catch up on. We'll get into the Soto sweepstakes coming up at 11. The Mets made a move yesterday. Frankie,
you'll be the ace. Yeah.
We'll get into that coming up in a little bit as well. But let's continue with the Aaron Rodgers stuff. And look, between the Giants' pathetic game on Thursday on Thanksgiving, I cannot believe how many people watched that game. Like, I get that it's Thanksgiving and, Cowboys, Giants, but the amount of viewers that they had, it just shows you people have it on. Mm-hmm. They're not actually watching that because that was one of the worst football games I'd ever seen. And I watch the Jets and Giants every week for the last however many years. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, no kidding. It also goes to show you that, Payne, I want to do this a little later. I don't think Tom Brady has distinguished himself at all in the booth. I mean, and these networks continue to throw globs of money at people. Hey, memo to these leaders of and titans of industry. We're going to watch the games anyway, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Even if the game is just on, to your point, and we're not really immersed in it.
Cooper Rush.
I mean, come on. Did you really need to pay him $380 million? We're watching the game.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers, of course, was a problem yesterday, and we'll be out there again on Sunday. For me, he's not the problem. It's everything else. With the Jets, it's just, I mean, these seasons here, this is just, like mercy, enough already.
I'm ready to tap out. I mean, we just waste our lives watching this football.
Jets, Dolphins next week at 1 o'clock. Oh, God. Patrick is calling from Melville. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, Sal, BT. Hope, how you guys doing? Hope you guys had a great holiday.
You too.
So, Sal, sometimes I think you look at Aaron Rodgers, it's kind of like that girl in high school that you thought was hot. And you meet her when she's like 45 years old, and you still think she's the same thing. He's not the same. And unfortunately, the Jets, I agree with you, BT. It's time to just literally start over. You gotta start with coaching. The problem is that you have an owner that listens to the fans, and he thought he was close to the Super Bowl, and they were nowhere near that. And that's the problem. They really just need to bring a coach and just.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinky Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Build the whole thing up again.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot there, Patrick, and thank you for the call. And who's to say that the girl that we thought in high school would not still get the job done as you get older? Yeah, I mean,
sometimes they do.
Right, so yeah, it's not going to be
the same. That's what Facebook is for, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we all...
Keep tabs? No.
We all knew Rodgers was going to be at least lesser. You saw it.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a surprise. You saw it at the end of Green Bay. And by the way, when the Packers decide to move on from a quarterback, generally it means they know what they're doing. It doesn't mean Rodgers was washed up when the Jets got him, but he wasn't going to be, in all likelihood, the four-time MVP Super Bowl winning quarterback, especially after last year. Like, going into last year would be one thing. After injuring your Achilles like that and being out for the year and getting another year older, what'd you expect? Now, is he worse than I thought? Maybe a little bit worse, sure. Like, I was surprised at some of the interceptions. Yesterday, the Williams one, he never makes a mistake like that. He gets fooled when Williams dropped back in and covered. Mm-hmm. Like, that just doesn't happen. The Minnesota game, we referenced it. But still, even with all that, a lesser Aaron Rodgers is still, to me, worth salvaging. It's not going to happen here, and you could argue, sure, it shouldn't. But the Jets are a mess. Like, that's my bigger issue. They've got a million issues, but because Aaron Rodgers is such a big name, the focus is on him. when the problems are everybody else, starting with their young talent, Sauce, Garrett, Breece Hall, guys that I heard from people that sounded like they were in the Hall of Fame, these guys aren't any good. And they're not listening to Aaron Rodgers' leadership. To me, that shows even more of a problem.
Well, all right. I mean, yeah, I hear you, but it's not like the Jets were 1-16 a year ago. Now, and that's why we pointed to, hey, with a even a slight uptick, however you wanted to quantify that, at the quarterback position, you know, based on the whole Wilson, Timmy Boyle situation, that the expectation would be that the Jets would win enough games to be an easy qualifier for the playoffs. So that hasn't happened,
well,
obviously.
Why do you think, though, the biggest reason for that? Why, if you could pick one reason.
Well, the defense is taking a step. No, the defense is...
The defense was good.
Yeah, the defense is absolutely taking a step back. You could see it week one. McCaffrey's not playing. Niners go to the backup, and they just run it down the Jets' throat. Now, it's one thing for Rodgers to be rusty and a little reluctant to test his Achilles early. That's understood, no doubt. Even in Tennessee when they won, he wasn't really running around. Even the good win against the Pats when they smoked him week three on that Thursday night, you know, he wasn't really mobile and testing the limits of extending the pocket. So I was fully prepared to give Rodgers time to take the mental training wheels off to learn to trust his body again. Yeah, the defense took a massive step back, Sal. There's no question. But I think what has been the most disappointing to me, forget about the stats. It's just he misses so many throws that I've never seen him miss. And the slow motion. And, you know, in real time, you have to really, you know, guys, let me see that again. It's behind him, in front of somebody. Like, man, he never does that. That's one. And I really did think that Rodgers' mind at the line of scrimmage, when he saw what was in front of him, he would be able to check out of it because he has the freedom to do that and put the Jets into play where it's the will and the spirit and the intelligence of Aaron Rodgers really manipulating the defense where you'd have some big gash plays. Remember the play week two in Tennessee, like that wheel route to Breece Hall, that beautiful play, that awesome touchdown pass. I mean, first of all, I haven't seen that play since week two. Where did that go? His mind has seemingly eroded as well, and that's incredibly disappointing.
I would say that the reason why it seems like that, and again, I don't know this, we're all, you know, watching this from the outside, to me, the biggest thing, like, his mind is not going to erode, right? Like, just logically, he's going to get older. So what happens? The lack of confidence in the guys up front, and because he's old and slowed and was hurt for a year.
And doesn't want to take a hit.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but with good reason, because he knows that any hit, the next hit he takes could be his last. It almost was a year ago. So with that in his mind, and the lack of trust in the guys up front, that to me is what's leading to some of the bad decisions where maybe he wouldn't make that if he trusted those guys or wasn't afraid of getting hurt at his age. Those are not good things, but I'm saying that that's probably the reason.
They're factors. I hear you. And listen, this is not to roast Aaron Rodgers. The guy got old, man. I think the only difference with us fundamentally is I want him back under no circumstance next year. Zero.
Yeah, and that makes sense. Jim is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, guys, you know, Houston, Buffalo, Washington, they build their teams by developing young in their prime quarterbacks. What did we expect from a 40-year-old quarterback who required the Jets to bring in one of the worst
offensive coordinators
in NFL history?
9 wins? 10?
And look at the quarterbacks in those three teams. They're all young guys. They're great. This is a guy at the end of his career. He's an egocentric, me-first star. Didn't attend the minicamp.
Well, see,
team chemistry and a motivated roster if you don't show up for minicamp.
I do take issue with that. Now, you could say, Jim, and thank you for the call, it was the wrong move bringing in an older quarterback. And there were some who thought that that was going to be the case. I remember fielding calls, whether it was on the overnight or you and I, whatever it may be, BT.
Yeah.
So there were some thought that that may be the case. I think you had to be realistic about your expectations, but even a lesser Rodgers was still going to be better than anything that we saw with the Jets. But to say that he's... See, this is why I have an issue with it. I do believe it's deeper than just football people's hatred for Rodgers. I've always liked Rodgers, the person. I read his book. I liked him even more. He's different. He's unique, but he's confident in his own skin and comfortable in his own skin. And for me, that's something of value. I believe in Aaron Rodgers, the person, and I loved Aaron Rodgers, the football player. And I believe some people just think he's out there, he's different.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he's me first. If you actually listen to what he's saying, he's, to me, being truthful. Now, are there ways to not be truthful and stand up there and say, I got to take accountability, I'll take all the blame? We all know it's not just him. Sure, he doesn't do that, which I respect in a way. He's saying, look, it's 11 people. I've got to be better. I miss plenty of throws, but there's 11 guys on the team, like 11 guys on offense. We've got to be on the same page. That's being open and honest. I don't look at Rodgers as a egocentric, self-centered. I know I'm in the minority, but I don't care. That's just how I feel. Egocentric, self-centered individual.
Well, listen, I think the evaluation of Aaron Rodgers, Aaron's play, does get distorted by some based on what he said off the field. Yeah, I think that that seeps into it.
Whatever, the darkness retreats. 100%. Yeah, all that stuff.
100%. And that's where I've always defended Aaron Rodgers. Listen, he's a... he's a critical thinker. He beats his own drum. Some things he says, I'm like, well, that's pretty interesting. Some things he says, I kind of cringe. I'm like, wow. I don't know how anybody could subscribe to that, but it's the free world, man.
right, you're allowed to think what you want. Right.
I don't even get wrapped up in that unless you're just a bad person. I do think that his inability, and again, this is somewhere else where you and I disagree a little bit, his inability to just go thumb to chest. Like, it's such a little thing, but in his mind, he can't quite get there because the ego is a little too big.
That's fair.
The great ones suppress it.
Right.
You know, they understand, I'm making $40 million a year. When I win, it's the quarterback. And it's been that way, listen, when Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes, when all these, Lamar, when all these kids were coming up in 9 and 10 and 12 and 13, everybody coddled them and everybody held their hand because they were the best of the best in the country, right? And when you grow up that way, sometimes you become a little full of yourself and a little selfish, and you lose the sight of reality. And I did make, I don't want to say a big deal, but I did take issue with him skipping minicamp. And people are like, you're nuts. I can make these throws in his sleep. He's been running this offense for 15 years. What's he got to be there for? Well, I don't know. Maybe a little continuity, a little chemistry. I don't know if that's why. I'm not saying there's a direct correlation, but it didn't help that he's old, that he's coming off a big injury, and that he wasn't available when this was not, you know, this was not in January a lifting session at the Jets facility. This is on the field. This is mandatory OTAs, and he chose to go to Egypt.
You have to remember, though, BT, this is a guy his whole life that was being told he wasn't good enough. He was too small, not being recruited by the best of colleges, wasn't going to make it, this, that, the
Wouldn't
other
Wouldn't that
thing.
Make you show up for minicamp?
Well, I'm just talking about dating back to where you say, well, Rodgers is full of himself.
Mm-hmm.
So every step of the way, almost throughout his career, he was told, you're not good enough.
I can see that. You got to go to junior college. I get that.
Yep. And then you get to a point where you're proving all these people wrong every step of the way to where you win a Super Bowl, you win four MVPs. At some point, you got to say, I know what I'm doing. You and you and you don't.
Privately,
follow
you do.
Me.
You do. Yes, okay, you do. You do. Like, I like that. And, do and it. They,
correct.
When just, no one's there.
There are ways to do it, sure. But this is also just part of his DNA. Like,
well,
even
I,
now,
yeah,
it's you're
that
not
underdog
good
kind of thing. I respect that. I get it. Hey, you know who's like that as well? Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
You think his guys love playing with him?
Yep.
You think Baker would ever take a trailer tractor or whatever and run over his teammates' back? No. Baker, who's small, who's not an incredible athlete, doesn't have a big time arm like Josh Allen. You know, Baker Mayfield has that chip on his shoulder as well, and he's now on, what, his third or fourth team? And Baker Mayfield's a guy that people want to play with. Aaron Rodgers, he's one of 53, and the quarterback, you got to galvanize, not divide.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. We'll get some baseball coming up in about 15 minutes or so. What if, like, you've seen other players go elsewhere for teams in this town? It doesn't have to be just the Yankees or Jets that you root for, BT, but every team. We've seen players come and go, and some guys don't get it done here, but then go somewhere else. And we've seen the Jet fan get hurt maybe more than any fan, just in general. How bad would it hurt you if, let's say, hypothetically, Rodgers goes somewhere else next year to one of the few teams that may want him, and he has success getting his team to the postseason?
Honestly, it wouldn't bother me that much. You know, like, Geno doesn't really bother me. Darnold doesn't really bother me. Leonard Williams, house in one, doesn't really bother me. I think it would bother me so... I know it would bother me so much more if it was like a Saquon Barkley situation. That's a different set of emotion.
Even though that was the right move, though?
Yeah, you know, yeah, for sure. Right. Well, there's the football aspect, then there's, like, the sentimental aspect where we drafted this kid, he was ours, we couldn't build a proper team around him. Wrong decision aside of even taking him number two back in the day. By Gettleman. But if I'm a Giants fan, while maybe pragmatically I can understand, like, all right, listen, this is going to help us down the road. We couldn't justify paying him the kind of money Philly did because we're not a running back away. It would hurt a lot more than seeing Rodgers go to the Raiders or the Browns or whomever and win 10 games and be a wild card participant.
Okay. I mean, for me, it would just, like, I'm kind of rooting for that. It would validate, at least in some ways, that Rodgers is not just the problem with the Jets. I don't expect him to all of a sudden find the fountain of youth and be what he was in his peak at Green Bay. He's not that player anymore. But if you put him in a spot where he's got a good offensive line, a decent running game to help alleviate some of that pass rush, I mean, maybe some a team with a better defense, a real head coach, you know, things that you need to win in the NFL, something that the Jets just don't have. I still believe, now we don't know, it may never happen. Rodgers may have to retire, maybe nobody wants him, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But I still believe Rodgers has some winning football left in him.
Listen, he might. I mean, the only situation that's probably going to suit him is for a team that is going to give him the job. And for a team that's going to give him the job and really have nobody in the bullpen like a young kid is not a situation that he should want to be a part of. Like, why the hell would he want to join a 3-4-5 win team and go there with the hopes of elevating them, because he's proven that he can't quite elevate that, so that doesn't make sense. And then the other aspect for a team that does draft a young quarterback, like the Raiders, like somebody else, even the New York Giants, would he want to go there and, you know, basically hold a cup of coffee until the young kid is ready? I don't know, and that might not even matter at all. This might be the biggest thing, and I said this earlier, and I want to play this. This is Leonard Williams after the game. And he hits on what actually might be the biggest issue with Aaron Rodgers.
The play before your pick six, Rodgers, they had a wide open receiver that he just sort of overthrew there. Just kind of that whole sequence, how big do you think that kind of hole was?
I mean, you know, I had to see it on film, but I remember pass rushing and somebody almost got Rodgers, and that's why he threw it. You know, too far for the receiver or whatever happened. You know, I think he's an older guy, doesn't want to take big hits like that anymore. So sometimes if he feels a guy coming full speed at him, he's just going to chuck it and duck. And, you know, we had him in another situation where Mike just called a great call and it paid off.
Dude, chuck it and duck. I mean, that's like what you say when you know, if you're a player and you go out on an off night, you have a couple beers, you're talking about the opposing quarterback. You're like, let's just get near him. This dude's going to chuck it and duck. He's soft. I mean, that's like saying a boxer doesn't want to get off the stool. He's basically, he doesn't want to get hit.
Well, after you get knocked out, we talked about Mike Tyson a couple weeks ago with the Jake Paul thing. After he got knocked out by Buster Douglas, he was never the same. So after Rodgers, and he's been hurt before in his career, but I think last year was different. It wasn't a vicious hit, but at his age, having to be out for the entire year, the rigorous rehab and all that stuff that he had to go through, knowing that if it happens again, his career is over.
Yep.
Like, he's not going to do that and come back. It might be over anyway, so I think it's just human nature. And to me, it's a big, like, I don't think his mind is eroded, but I do think that that part of his psyche is impacting him in decision making. And it's not just that, it's that combined with they can't run the football and they don't have a good offensive line. When you add those things up, you're going to get a quarterback that's skittish and rushing to make his throws and making some mistakes.
And you think that next year he would be more willing to stand in the pocket and take a hit on a different team? I don't. I think once that happens, it happens.
Well, yeah, fair enough, but with a better offensive line and a run game to offset it, then maybe it would be a little bit better. But I still think he can make the throws, yeah. I just think you got to protect the quarterback.
Oh,
hey, nobody likes getting hit. Tom Brady didn't like getting hit either. You know why? And he wasn't mobile. You know what? They made sure they did everything they could to protect him or get rid of the football quick, have the offense predicated on that.
Yeah.
So you got to figure it out. I mean, look, at this point, you're holding on to, you know, for any hope of Rodgers being anything moving forward. Forget the Jets just in general, him himself, for his NFL career. But I still do believe he's got some. Look, there's somebody somewhere, multiple teams are going to have stopgap quarterbacks. I think Rodgers could be a successful one moving forward.
I'm passing.
Randy is in Queens. What's up, Randy?
Morning, Sal.
Morning, Randy. How are you?
All right, BT, how you doing, man? How's the family?
Everybody's good, Randy. What's happening,
you remember,
man?
Randy, right? We met him out there, detective.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's right, Randy. All right.
What's up, man? All right, man? Your father good, BT?
Everybody's good, buddy. Thank you.
All right, bless him, man. Bless him. Listen, I told Eric and Hector last year and Rob, Jeff getting Rodgers was a bad move from day one. The guy is old and overrated. What leader throws his teammates under the bus?
Exactly.
And what have we seen so far to be impressed? There's passes between 15 and 30 yards. The guy doesn't throw the bomb anymore. Sal, you mentioned he threw a block. He also let 500-pound Leonard Williams moonwalk by him on the interception. He's a selfish guy, like Tyrone said. All right? Too much attitude, too little effort, too much finger-pointing. He's gotten three head coaches fired and a GM. These Jet Band-Aids don't work. Favre, Tebow, Rodgers. This team is cursed. Ever since Victor Cruz went 99 yards, it's been all downhill.
No, come on. You know that. Hey, Randy, where are you?
Wait,
so Victor Cruz was the turning point? Where were you for the fake spike or the late hit or Don Shula
since,
leaving the tarp?
Victor Cruz went 99 yards. The Jets have not made the playoffs.
All right.
Okay?
Well, I mean, that is true.
And one winning season. Guys, have a good holiday, man. I know there's people behind me.
Thank you, Randy.
Thanks,
take
brother.
Care. Yeah, we appreciate you checking in.
I remember Randy.
Yeah, I'm not buying that they're cursed, the Jets. I just don't think they know how to make good decisions.
Yeah, they're cursed. Unfortunately, the wrong guy bought the team back in the late 90s. That's the curse. Yeah, it's the owner.
But it was no secret.
It's terrible.
That's why, you know, Bill obviously resigned as HC of the NYJ. This was easy to see coming if you knew stuff and paid attention. Belichick saw it. And it's played out true. I mean, the Jets have had some success.
Yeah.
I think Mangini was the best hire that they made. And look, even the Herm years, like, they had some fun years, sure.
Yeah, Herm was good.
But Mangini, to me, was the best hire that they made. And Rex took that team and made the most of it, getting to the back-to-back AFC Championship games. You can win at times in spite of poor structure or ownership.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, the majority of the time, that stuff's going to get in the way.
For sure. And if you have, even if you have an owner who's not very good, but you stumbled upon a really good coach and there's continuity, well, then you can coach around and work around the ineptitude of said owner. The thing was, I mean, it's easy to say it now, but you have to remember when Belichick said, I'm out of here, and just bounced. I mean, so the Jets are coming off a 9-win season in 97, Parcells' first year. The next year they win, they go 12-4. They get to the Broncos game, the championship game in the AFC, step away from the Super Bowl, and we all thought it was all systems going 99. Vinny ruptures his Achilles, and then but they still find a way to fight their way to 8-8 when Parcells finally goes to Ray Lucas,
yep,
and sits down the ridiculous experiment that was known as Rick Meyer. And then even 2000, I'd have to double check this, but I'm almost positive they got off to a 4-0 start with Al Groh, who then bounced after a year. And then, you know, you had several different machinations of coaches, and then it was a little bit of mixed bag, a little bit of everything. But when Belichick left, like, there was still a lot of good players, and they weren't that removed from being not only competitive, but fantastic. Like, that 98 team with Curtis and Krabet and Keyshawn and like a great old line, Aaron Glenn, Ray Mickens in the slot. Like, that team was really, really good and really set up to win for a while, and they didn't.
Well, it'd be nice if they could make an actual good hire, and we'll see if that'll be the case once they start the process of hiring somebody come the offseason. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll turn our attention to some baseball when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan.